And Trump says,
out of the billions of dollars that we're taking in, a small portion of that will be going to our farmers, because China will be retaliating probably to a certain extent against our farmers.
The president's comments come as he's welcoming the Hungarian prime minister to the White House. Prosecutors are recommending actress Felicity Huffman get 4 months in prison and pay a $20,000 fine. The recommendation comes after Huffman formally pled guilty today for her role in the college admission scandal. Huffman did apologize in court as well. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
The nation's Supreme Court has ruled in a big antitrust case, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling against Apple in the case. It says iPhone users can sue Apple for alleged monopolization. Plaintiffs arguing that Apple's monopoly over the company's app store has led to inflated app prices across the board. That ruling allows a class action lawsuit against Apple to move forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tung spoke at a press conference on Monday on what he called the unlawful efforts made by generic drug manufacturers to fix prices on generic drugs. Connecticut is part of a coalition of 43 other states participating in a lawsuit over drug costs.
On a widespread basis, among the largest manufacturers and large segments of the market, prices are fixed and the market is rigged.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As many college students get ready to graduate, unfortunately, some of them will be saddled with a lot of debt. Now, this is a good time, though, to be graduating, as the job market is relatively solid, and those folks should be able to find jobs and start paying down that debt. New York Times best-selling author and financial expert Chris Hogan reminds graduates on Fox News.
And they're graduating with an opportunity, but what they have to do is understand where they are with the student loan debt. Like, I don't want them to ignore it and allow it just to hang out for the next 10 or 15 years. So they need to control their lifestyle, learn how to budget, and understand that they can attack these student loans and get them out of their life.
Hogan's plan to take care of that student loan debt?
Well, the best way is to, first of all, acknowledge that you have them. So you want to sit down and list your debts out, smallest to biggest. We teach people to attack debt using the debt snowball, which means we're going to attack the smallest debt first while making minimum payments on everything else, but then move down from smallest to biggest. The reality is, getting out of debt's not about math and it's not about interest rate. It's about momentum. So when you start to pay on the smallest, when you build your confidence and you start to believe in yourself that you can do this, and that's how people get it out of their lives.
Luis Saez, the jockey aboard Maximum Security during the Kentucky Derby, is being suspended. A three-steward panel at Churchill Downs suspended Saez for 15 racing days due to his actions during the Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're live in the studio. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're at Hot and Huddered in here, and we're winging it. It has been that kind of day, and I'm happy to say I am not the only one with a train wreck kind of day. So I thought it might be fun, as we usually start out with a quote. So I have a bunch of quotes about being a train wreck or about the concept of being a train wreck and why people like to watch. So we'll start with that. So the first one is from an author that I love, Lisa Kleypas, and she says this: "It was a train wreck happening right in front of me, and I couldn't do anything about it, except that not only was I watching, I was also the train." And if you've ever watched the Tyne Daly Show, it said everyone's life is a train wreck. Your life happens to be a high-class train wreck. And then we have one from Craig Ferguson who says this: "If it doesn't work, at least it will be an interesting train wreck," which is always good. And Angelina Jolie said this: "People always slow down for a train wreck. It's like junk food. If you don't feel good about yourself, you want to read crap about other people, like gossip in high school. You don't understand why it's there, but somehow it makes a lot of people feel better." So I don't necessarily understand that one, but there it is. And from Eric Cantor, who said this: "You know, we have a fiscal train wreck before us, and unless we act and act deliberately, we're not going to enable our kids to have what we have. It's plain and simple as that." So there are, take my word for it, because I've been looking, quite a lot of quotes about train wrecks. So that makes me feel that people know what I'm referring to when I'm talking about being a train wreck and just having something funny to consider or compare your life to. So we're going to do a forecast, but first we have to do a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and 100 In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and 100 In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so now we want to know about the weather. And I happen to think that the weather plays an integral part in me being a train wreck today. And this rain, it just won't stop. So we have rain that could be heavy at times. And guess what? It is. And there's a 90% chance of rain. It's been raining all day, and it's freezing. The high is about 48 degrees today, and we've already kind of hit that. So that's as good as it's getting today. Now, when we talk about the precipitation today, and I know a lot of people in our listening area, do you have to worry about flooding today? So we're looking at maybe another half inch of rain this afternoon. And then tonight, we're still going to get rain. It will rain through 1 a.m., and then it should clear up. It will drop down after midnight, and we have a low around 42 tonight. So it's not going to be freezing, a frost, where we have to worry about the plants. However, that is cold, 42 degrees, and the rain overnight is another quarter of an inch of rain. So between those two things, this afternoon and this evening, we might pick up another 3/4 to an inch of rain. So just be aware of that if your house, apartment, dwelling, business sometimes floods. These grounds are really saturated and the roads are a mess. So please be careful out there if you're traveling. Tomorrow, we have a chance of showers. We're just getting up into the mid-50s, actually not even mid-50s. So we're at 54 tomorrow for our high, and showers throughout the day and the evening, Tuesday evening, which is May 14th. On Wednesday, that's your beach day. We have mostly sunny skies, and finally, we're getting into the 60s, and that feels like so far away, but it's going to come, and it's going to be warm. We're going to say, oh, we should have taken advantage of those cold days, so we'll have to try to do that today. So we have sunny skies. We have a beach day on Wednesday, And then Wednesday night, we're looking at just some showers after 9 p.m. So that's not so terrible. And the precipitation is only about 40%. We go into Thursday with just a chance of showers, and it's a similar day, a little bit more cloudy, but our high is in the upper 60s. And then Thursday night, we're dipping down to about 50. And then the rest of the week looks okay. Looks like we're not going to have any more precipitation after Thursday night's chance of showers. And so Friday, we're at partly sunny with a high near 71. And on Saturday, we have a high near 75. And Sunday is partly sunny, but we're getting up close to the 80s. So I think that we'll be able to turn the corner. We have one more cold day to get through and rainy day, but hopefully this will all be behind us, our train wreck of a day. And I wasn't the only one. The host prior to me was able to share a little bit about his day that was also a train wreck. So that made me feel a little bit better. Things happen, and we have to just go with it. So we're going to do our other commercial, and then we'll be back to figure out our topic.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so I had a last-minute guest cancellation and sending some positive thoughts out to them today. But in the meantime, we still have our show to do, so we'll reschedule them for a time when they can come. And I thought that since it's May, it would be kind of easy to just do another show today that didn't take a lot of prep time, that was indicative of the month of May. So that made me think about Memorial Day. Mother's Day was yesterday. So I did a little search on national holidays and national days in the month of May. And guess what I found? May 15th, which is Wednesday. Apparently, it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day or National Chocolate Chip Day. So what was interesting about this is that there seems to be some discrepancy on Chocolate Chip Day or Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, I guess, which I think is pretty interesting that we can't even agree on what day should be the National Chocolate Chip Day. So it says, according to the holiday's calendar, it says National Chocolate Chip Day is a day that is celebrated on May 15th by some people and on August 4th by other people. So I thought this would be a good commercial. I'm sorry, it's time for a commercial. I thought this would be a good topic today because some people celebrate it on May 15th and some people celebrate it on August 4th. And I want to know why. Why can't we just celebrate it one day, or what is the difference between the two days? So I am going to definitely dig down into this topic on National Chocolate Chip Day, National Chocolate Chip Day in August or in May, and see what is happening out there. And I thought it might be fun to just talk about different types of cookies, chocolate chip cookies, different types of morsels, and maybe share some recipes. So that's what we have in store today, but we have to pay the bills. We'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, so should have done Facebook Live today, although I know it wouldn't have worked based on everything leading up to today. So I had some music I wanted to play today, and it was a CD, Jim Brickman, who has some nice calming music, and I thought this would be perfect. You know, what do we do when we're really a train wreck? I know myself, what I try to do is just take a step back, listen to some music, and just regroup. So I thought I would do that with some nice, very soothing tunes from Jim Brickman and the CD player here in the studio, who plays CDs for me 52 weeks out of the year, says it can't read it. It's cracking me up over here. So I guess we're going to get back to our chocolate chip cookie debate, because that is really just cracking me up here. So what we have found out is that there are two different National Chocolate Chip Days. So I was thinking maybe originally one was National Chocolate Chip Day and the other day was National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and maybe that's why there was some discrepancy. But that is not the case at all. It turns out that there must be a reason why we have two different dates. So I am on the case here investigating this, and I'm going to play a little song that matches the weather that may actually be working, and then we'll delve into it.
'Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there with silver bracelets on her wrist and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount. But nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a funeral horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
So y'all got a little shelter from the storm for me today, and hopefully that will move things in the right direction so that we are not all a train wreck or watching a train wreck, which seems to be the other side of things. So back to this chocolate chip cookie situation here. So I was reading a little bit on the break so I can describe it a little bit more. So it appears that it's always been in controversy, and I guess it dates back quite a ways. So it says that there is an origin myth in American culture that starts with the chocolate chip cookies. So what they say is that it was this part of this myth is that the chocolate chip cookie in America is credited by Ruth Graves Wakefield during the 1930s. But the real origin of the chocolate chip and the cookies that were made with them are actually traced back to England during the 19th century. So this was when the first reference to chips made out of chocolate originated. And then it says later on in 1896, there's actually the Kaufman candy began making chocolate chips. So I guess we're able to determine that that is, actually a reference, and that the candy contained a large amount of chocolate chips. So it was actually candy and maybe not the chocolate chip itself. But nonetheless, this is the inspiration that Ruth Wakefield got for her inspiration for the chocolate chip cookies. So then in 1930, she published a recipe called Toll House Chocolate Crunch Cookies. And that was in a cookbook titled Ruth Wakefield's Toll House Tried and True Recipes. So it was originally touted as one that Ruth accidentally discovered. But in a later interview with her, she stated that it was something that she intentionally invented. So no one knows who started National Chocolate Chip Day. However, there are multiple dates in existence on which the holiday is supposed to be celebrated. Some people celebrate it in conjunction with National Chocolate Day, and some celebrate it in conjunction with National Cookie Day. There's so much discord among this cookie and candy here. So they say the only real way to celebrate National Chocolate Chip Day is by preparing chocolate chip cookies and consuming them. So this really, based on my day today, seems like it's really critical to be doing this. So it's also customary on this day to bake chocolate chip cookies and pass them out. So that is how you celebrate the holiday. So why is there one in August and one in May? We don't really know. The only thing we know is that there have always been some type of controversy regarding the chocolate chip origin and the recipe. So I thought it might be fun to maybe share some chocolate chip cookie recipes on our Facebook page today and to, have that little debate. Is it the crunchy cookie? Is it the chewy cookie? Is it the one that spreads thin? And can you put things in your chocolate chip cookie recipe? For example, I feel like tonight I might need to make some, based on my train wreck of a day, some oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. Okay, no raisins and no nuts, just oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. There are some days that I will make oatmeal and raisin chocolate chip cookies. Some days there are no chocolate in the oatmeal raisin cookies, and some days there's no raisins, just oatmeal cookies. So there is, of course, another chocolate chip internet sensation for a cookie recipe, and that's the Neiman Marcus cookie recipe. And I'm sure it's probably a myth, although I don't know 100%, but that's something else that we can look at. But for now, we have to do our news of the day. And I didn't get to hear the news when I came in. Usually I listen to that, but Larry was here. And when Larry's here, I always would rather talk to Larry instead of listen to the news for a few minutes because he's always wrapping up with some interesting guests. So we're going to do the news break. And then when we come back, we'll look at the weather again because I just got a weather alert. And then we'll start posting some chocolate chip cookie recipes. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his trade team will meet with the Chinese negotiators at the G20 summit in Japan next month. Trump insisted the U.S. is in a very strong position.
Our economy has been very powerful. Theirs has not been. We've gone up a lot since our great election in 2016.
And regarding the American farmers, President Trump says,
out of the billions of dollars that we're taking in, a small portion of that will be going to our farmers because China will be retaliating probably to a certain extent against our farmers.
The president's comments come as he's welcoming the Hungarian prime minister to the White House. Prosecutors are recommending actress Felicity Huffman get 4 months in prison and pay a $20,000 fine. The recommendation comes after Huffman formally pled guilty today for her role in the college admission scandal. Huffman did apologize in court as well. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defects but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
The nation's Supreme Court has ruled in a big antitrust case, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling against Apple in the case, it says iPhone users can sue Apple for alleged monopolization. Plaintiffs arguing that Apple's monopoly over the company's app store has led to inflated app prices across the board. That ruling allows a class action lawsuit against Apple to move forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tung spoke at a press conference on Monday on what he called the unlawful efforts made by generic drug manufacturers to fix prices on generic drugs. Connecticut is part of a coalition of 43 other states participating in a lawsuit over drug costs.
On a widespread basis, among the largest manufacturers and large segments of the market, prices are fixed and the market is rigged.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As many college students get ready to graduate, unfortunately, some of them will be saddled with a lot of debt. Now, this is a good time, though, to be graduating, as the job market is relatively solid, and those folks should be able to find jobs and start paying down that debt. New York Times best-selling author and financial expert Chris Hogan reminds graduates on Fox News.
And they're graduating with an opportunity, but what they have to do is understand where they are with the student loan debt. Like, I don't want them to ignore it and allow it just to hang out for the next 10 or 15 years. So they need to control their lifestyle, learn how to budget, and understand that they can attack these student loans and get them out of their life.
Hogan's plan to take care of that student loan debt?
Well, the best way is to, first of all, acknowledge that you have them. So you want to sit down and list your debts out, smallest to biggest. We teach people to attack debt using the debt snowball, which means we're going to attack the smallest debt first while making minimum payments on everything else, but then move down from smallest to biggest. The reality is, getting out of debt's not about math and it's not about interest rate. It's about momentum. So when you start to pay on the smallest, when you build your confidence and you start to believe in yourself that you can do this, and that's how people get it out of their lives.
Luis Saez, the jockey aboard Maximum Security during the Kentucky Derby, is being suspended. A three-steward panel at Churchill Downs suspended Saez for 15 racing days due to his actions during the Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, so we just got another weather update to say that there might be some local flooding. So we should be on the lookout for the effects of a day of torrential rain all day long. It just never stopped. So please be careful on the roads. We did just get that alert. So we wanted to make sure we're aware of it before we get back to our chocolate chip cookie debate. So a lot of people do celebrate this day in August. And we think it's May 15th based on, a little search we did through the National Days of the Year calendar that we use to try to lift up different things that are happening. Usually they are much, much more serious. Of course, we have guests when it's National Child Abuse Prevention Month. May is actually Community Action Month. So you have community action agencies throughout New Jersey who are celebrating this all month long and lifting up their agencies and impact on poverty. And, of course, every month there's something different, if it's Veterans Awareness or sometimes it's Senior Caregivers Day. And it's helpful to go on to the daysoftheyear.com or the calendar for the year, because it gives you ideas for shows and what you might want to talk about for that month or broadcast about or raise issues up. You know, often we have things that come from the newspaper or current events or what's happening in and around Hunterdon County. And sometimes we handle that through social media. Last week, we were really concerned about an article that we had seen regarding the budget for New Jersey, and it looked like the firefighters' pension and life insurance and catastrophic relief funds, it looked like that was getting zeroed out and going into the general budget fund. So that was a little concerning, and I wasn't sure if people knew about that and if anyone really considered the impact of that. And what we found out is that people weren't aware of that, and that a lot of calls were done after, not just from us, but of course, a lot of different people called in. And it turns out that from a press release I posted on our social media page, that the governor had changed and was then going to preserve the $33 million that was available in funding for the New Jersey Firemen's Association Fund. That was the intent of what the funding was for. And it was getting put into the general fund, which meant that it could have been used for anything. And the fund is actually created or supported by a 2% tax on fire insurance policies by out-of-state insurers on New Jersey properties. And so they bring in about $30 million a year. And the firefighter community, things happen. Volunteer firefighters end up losing their life due to their volunteer work or their job fighting fires and keeping the community safe. Professional firefighters certainly have the same risks as volunteers. And this was a way to be able to help the different firefighters. And of course, they do have a home for retired firefighters in Booton, and that's a long-term healthcare facility. So maybe it's not just retired, but maybe it's for anyone who needs some long-term healthcare. And I know it certainly includes both career and volunteer firefighters and their family in active duty and retired. So we were glad to put that story to write, because the Firefighters Association Fund obviously had some specific things. So in that case, we were able to report on some current topics that were resolved even before our show. And I thought that would be a long, long time for that to be resolved. So also, May is National Bicycle Month. So we had Go Hunterdon on the show, and we're able to talk to them about their week of Bike to Work Week, which started this week, and they had a terrible weather for it. But I know bikers don't really mind, and they'll take their bicycle to work all day. And May is also Memorial Day weekend. So we often think about patriotic things and share Memorial Day traditions, and it's always exciting to be able to do that. But also, it's the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. And in the past, that takes place in Flemington at Stengel Pottery. And in the past, we've been able to have guests on the show to talk about that show. So it is on Sunday and Monday, May 26th and 27th of Memorial Day weekend, from 10 to 4, and that's inside the Stengel factory. So that's always a fun event, and it is free, and there is no admission or parking, which is really exciting. So we have that, you know, and things of that nature that are going on in May. And we mentioned it was Mother's Day yesterday. So sometimes you do a show about that particular holiday that falls in the month. And it's also Law Enforcement Support Week this week, I believe. And it was the Bicycle Unity Tour to honor police officers that were killed in the line of duty. And so sometimes we'll do a show about that. But today, we thought, the 15th, we thought this would not be controversial, and it would be a fun show about chocolate chips, and we had a last-minute guest cancellation. But just like the rest of my day, it just seems that it's not that simple. So we did find another little bit of information, a little tidbit of information about Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And this article went a little further about Ruth Graves Wakefield and the Toll House Cookie Company. So I don't know if she had a hand in that, if she owned stock in the company, what the deal was, but it's certainly her planned and intended recipe for chocolate chip cookies out of that bar certainly ended up creating the Toll House Cookie Company. And from that day forward, there have been new forms of chocolate chip added. And I have to say, right now, I have a maple chip one that I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to make with that. And I must confess, when I see a new brand of chips in the store, I tend to purchase them just to see what they're like. Sometimes they're swirls. There are red and green. We have right now our maple chips. I'm not sure what we're going to do with that. It's always fun to have the peanut butter and milk chocolate in one bag. I think those make for some great cookies. The raspberry ones are a big favorite, sometimes hard to get. There's so many different ones, and it's fun to be creative with them. And there's always a recipe on the back. So if anyone has a recipe that they think they want to share, there's so many different ways to go with the chocolate chip cookies. I am always a sucker when I see a recipe that says best ever chocolate chip cookie, because you're always chasing that one recipe that is going to give you the best chocolate chip cookies. And you know what I have found is that it depends on my mood, is what kind of cookie I want. Tonight I want an oatmeal chocolate chip because I need the soothing, comforting little bit of oatmeal and that little extra texture. And that's what I'm going to try to make tonight if I have some time, getting through all my work that was also a disaster today. But other people may have some other favorites that they like. And I have a really fun little survey quiz about what people think about chocolate chip cookies. So, you know, I have to do our last commercial break. This show is flying by today. So we do have a couple of commercials to do, and then I'll be back and I'll reveal the results of the survey for everyone. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing 100 is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of 100 County's businesses. Advancing 100 engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Advancing 100, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of 100.
Okay, I don't think it's good when you're like the strange lady that made someone nervous on the day, right? It's just so funny. So that wasn't the song I thought I was playing. So I guess we'll save that for the end of our show, but we'll get it all set up. And that just cracks us up here because whatever we think we're doing today, none of that is really what has happened. So it does look a little brighter out. I actually feel like the sun is over here. So we're going to go through this survey, which is pretty interesting. I don't know who took the survey, but in this survey, only 18% of the people that were surveyed said that they eat chocolate chips out of the bag. That's like the favorite thing to do. If you like chocolate, that is such an easy way to get some chocolate. Just pop those morsels in. Only 17% of people said chocolate chips are their favorite cookie. I don't even know what other kind of cookies there could be besides oatmeal raisin. So we might have to look that up. A lot of people do like chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. So that is pretty funny. Chocolate chips are the reason some people do tolerate trail mix, so I guess I understand that. And people that only use chocolate chips to bake is pretty low in terms of brand sensitivity, so it looks like anything goes. So I would like to actually try to find out what are the favorite cookies. Let's see if we could get a survey on that. Let's see if I can actually play the song I want to play. And we'll be back. We'll try to find those survey results.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. Best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I get a little bit restless, and I dream of something wild.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit angry
total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
So, I am getting educated here on the popular cookies, and I'm finding out a few things. There are some things I wouldn't have come up with in terms of favorite cookies, but there are just a whole lot of variations. So, Reader's Digest put together a list of the top cookies in every state, and then Real Simple actually listed some of the different cookies. They do reference December 4th for National Cookie Day, which is different than our Chocolate Chip Day, I guess. But here's some interesting things in terms of a little bit different. So Alabama is with peanut butter cookies with chocolate chips. Alaska is Russian tea cakes. And Arizona is Mexican wedding cake, which are very good. Some states have something that is very similar to maybe their gross product. For example, Hawaii, their favorite cookie is white chocolate macadamia nut. So that's pretty good. Idaho has the cookie listed that I want to make tonight if I have time, and that's oatmeal chocolate chip. We have Mississippi that actually has the peanut butter cookies. Now, I think they're peanut butter with chocolate chips. So there's a lot of variations. Montana has a cowboy cookie, which probably makes sense. But then where the product is, so maybe Massachusetts with cranberry cookies. That sounds pretty good. We have New Jersey chocolate chip without nuts. And New York is the same. And then New Mexico has Bisochito, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's their favorite cookie, so I'm not exactly sure what that is. Vermont has maple pecan cookies as their favorite. Virginia goes with peanut butter with chocolate chips. Washington, this makes sense again, apple cinnamon. West Virginia is the haystacks. And there's a couple different states that have the same cookie, so that's just how it goes. But Rhode Island actually has biscotti as their favorite cookie. So that makes me want to make some biscottis. And then we have, let's see if we have anything that's different. New Hampshire pumpkin spice. Not sure if I mentioned that or not. That's a little bit different. Otherwise, they're really just the variations, either chocolate chip with nuts, chocolate chip without nuts. Kentucky bourbon spice cookies. Never had those. Not sure how they are. But Florida does have an orange cookie that they like. So I have to share some of these recipes and see how they stack up. But again, they're different. I expected to see sugar cookies. So I'm going to just run over here to the Reader's Digest version. And they have some different things listed. So for them, it's iced pumpkin cookies for Alaska, old-fashioned tea cakes for Alabama, pumpkin chocolate chip cookies for Arizona. Now this is good because these are a little bit different. We have easy lemon cookies for Arkansas. Delaware is the pizzelles, which I love to make those. I have my own pizzelle maker. Fruitcake cookies in Georgia, which I was expecting some kind of peach cookie there. Shortbread in Hawaii instead of the macadamia, white chocolate macadamia. We have some kolaki cookies, which are a cream cheese cookie fill the pastry there, and those are delicious. We have peanut cluster cookies and pecan pralines. Maine has, in this different poll, a cranberry and orange cookie, which I'm sure is absolutely delicious. Spritz cookies. I'm glad they made the list because I love to make Spritz cookies almost as much as my Pizzelle cookies. And New Jersey, they have Pinoli cookies here listed. And I definitely owe someone a batch of Pinoli cookies. So that's a New Jersey cookie. That's good to know. And New York has the rainbow cookies, which I've always been a little intimidated about making because they seem so difficult. But someday I'm going to find someone who is just going to want to make them. I think you just have to dig in there. We have a seven-layer bar for South Dakota. The peanut blossoms in Tennessee, those are delicious. Saltine toffee cookies, which the internet has named those crack cookies. And those are very addictive and absolutely delicious and so easy to make, but not so easy to cut. Sometimes they make a big mess. And we have snickerdoodles. So I like to make those cookies as well. So I was really happy to see that there were more cookies that varied in the Reader's Digest version. So I'm happy to see that. And we have some sugar cookie fans out there. I hope I have the best sugar cookie recipe from my friend Peggy, who had it from her mother. And really, it's three ingredients. It takes 5 minutes to make, and they are the easiest cookies. You can roll them and re-roll them, and it never seems to matter. So that was sort of our fun show today. I hope that talking about cookies and National Chocolate Chip Day, and is it May, is it August, I hope that helps to continue the confusion because we have no idea. But we do have another show that's coming up next, and I hope that you stay on the air to listen to that. And we'll do a commercial and then get right back to the news. Thanks for staying with us today.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Donald Trump met with the Hungarian Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. During their meeting, the president spoke about the latest round of tariffs the United States imposed on Chinese goods, saying he can impose even more tariffs if he wants to.
If you look at what we've done thus far with China, we've never taken in 10 cents until I got elected. Now we're taking in billions and billions. Now, it went up as of Friday very substantially. It's 25% or $200 billion. So now the total is 25% on $250 billion. In addition to that, we have another $325 billion that we can do if we decide to do it.
On Monday, the Dow did lose 610 points as those trade tensions between the United States and China continue to rise. And finally, former President Jimmy Carter undergoes surgery to repair a broken hip after a fall at his home today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Motorists are finally getting some relief from the high cost of gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline prices have decreased by 4.1 cents per gallon for a national average of $2.85. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us why the price has decreased.
Well, a lot of it is an undoing of factors that led to higher prices in the first place. Generally, refineries have concluded maintenance and are boosting production of gasoline. In addition, most areas across the country have finished the move to summer gasoline.
There's also concerns that the economy could suffer from a trade war with China. I'm John Clemens.
In a 5-4 court ruling on Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that the class action lawsuit against Apple can move forward. A group of consumers is suing Apple, claiming the company's monopoly over its app store led to inflated app prices. Apple is disputing the claims and saying folks should be suing the app developers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or any